you uncover that fire, uncover that aspiration. There is an urge in you. Take the help of that urge. Make it absolutely pure. Follow the path of that urge, the pure path. Agni nayasupatha raye asman vishwani deva vayunani vidvan yuyodhya smajjuhu ranameno bhuishthante nama uktim vedeva. This is the last verse of the Isha Upanishad. O fire, O aspiration, this is the Rishi tells you how to arrive at this knowledge, in which knowledge of one and diversity is identical. How will you arrive at it? By the movement of growing light. And how will you make the light grow in you? Take the urge in you, aspiration in you. And tell the aspiration to lead you. Make your aspiration your leader. Aspire all the time. Aspire for this knowledge. As a result, you will be always led on the right path. Supatha. Supatha means the right path. You will be always led on the right path. All that is deviating will be removed from you. All that, what is called sin, error, sin, revolt, you will be freed from that. You will gradually enter into the state of obedience. Extremely important. You can never arrive into the truth unless you arrive at a state of obedience. Remember this. The doors of the truth are closed where there is no obedience. As Sri Aurobindo says, never trust a man or a nation which has not undergone the experience of slavery. There should be a complete obedience in your whole discipline. This is the message which I always receive from the general. Always he says, I want discipline in all of it. And I feel very happy. Yes, there should be discipline in all of it. Without the state of discipline, without the state of obedience, nama, nama is salutation. There should be a constant state of nama, of salutation. You should arrive. And this aspiration, if you are very full of aspiration, you know, aspiration is thirst. If you are absolutely thirsty, what will you do? 3 days you remain thirsty, what will you do? You go to someone and say, please, please, please give me water, please. Nama becomes very automatic. You will be absolutely at the feet of the person who can give you water. So your aspiration must be such, your thirst must be such. As Christ says, knock and the door will be open. Knock. But you should knock. You cannot knock unless you salute, unless you obey. It's the law of discipline. So, by your aspiration, you seek the knowledge. At any cost, you say, I must have knowledge. I must be free from all moha, all shoka. I want to obey. It's a great grace when you find somebody to whom you can obey. It's a great grace. Normally you don't find anybody around you whom you can obey, because everybody seems to be equal to you. Whom will you obey? You can't obey somebody who is equal to you. You can be friendly with him, you can shake hands with him. But nama, to salute, you require somebody who is superior to you. It's a great grace to find that there is somebody superior to you. It's not easy to find somebody superior to you. Only when your aspiration is very, very great, All of us, we have come to the mother. It's a great grace even to discover that there is mother in the world, seated before us, so supreme, so superior to everyone. Discovery of the supreme amidst you, to whom you can prostrate completely without any reserve at all. And then when you obey, when you nama, the method by which, the manner by which you will salute, you will be full of right manner. The highest manner by which you can salute at the feet of the Divine Mother. When you arrive at this stage, this is the message of the Rishi who has written this. You aspire to such an extent that you can walk always on the right path. Aspire in such a way that all the sins are avoided. All the errors are avoided. All revolts are avoided. Sin basically is a state of revolt against the truth. When you say, I am committing sin because you are revolting against the truth, that is the sin. The sense of revolt is a sense, is a gate to the sin. So when you arrive at a stage where you really are led by aspiration, you have such a thirst, you say, I must have the true knowledge. That is the mark of your sincerity. To admit that I want nothing but the truth. And truth can be attained only when you pass through this experience. Till that time to say that I know the truth is not true. Unless you pass through this experience in which you are really in the state of salutation, that's a mark. Unless you are in a state of complete discipline, complete obedience, then only the truth will be open. This is the mark. And so much of salutation, that your salutation will have a special kind of a manner. It will not be casual salutation, as I said, hello, how are you? It's not that. It's a real method of salutation. As you know, in India, there is a method of salutation which has been noted. Salutation to the Lord in the front. Salutation to the Lord in the sides. Salutation to the Lord on the other side. Salutation from behind. Salutation in all directions. And salutation with all my limbs. And salutation forever and ever and ever. Right? This is the state in which you should arrive at. When you arrive at this stage again and again, you see, when Sri Krishna describes this Vishwarupa, and you see Arjuna is stated in the state, and you see described, Bhagavad Gita describes the state in which Arjuna says, I bow to you. And how do I bow to you? I bow to you in the front, I bow to you in the behind. I have right to bow to you from all directions, and I have right to utterly and utterly and ever and ever. This is vidhi, in the special manner in which you bow. When you arrive at this point, then you think that now the gates of the truth, the face of the truth which is veiled, will become unveiled. Alright, this is the message in sum of the whole Upanishad. Sri Aurobindo says that these 18 verses give you the key both of the knowledge of the divine life and gives you also the method of arriving at the divine life. In other words, there is a book, Sri Aurobindo, written, The Life Divine. If you don't have the time to read The Life Divine, you read only these 18 verses. All that is contained in this. That is why we have chosen the Trishul Upanishad first and foremost. The secret of divine life is given in these 18 verses. Secret knowledge of it and the secret method of arriving at it. It's a complete Upanishad. In its completeness, everything is given. All that you need to learn about divine life is given here. All the terms that I give you, all the words I have given you, deliberately. If you know these words, they are the most important words if you want to lead the divine life. Contemplate on these words, connect these words. If you have time now, when you find time, you have got the text, you read the text whenever you find, as if you are at the no school now. Alright? Thank you.
When I comes back, may I hear you.